Okay, today's Daf Kuf Zayin, as we get into our last week of Maseches Ksubis. For now, we always say, as we say, Hadron Alach, it never really leaves us, but at least specifically for now. We get back to what we were talking about in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, Shnei Dayini, on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, had quoted that there are two machlokos between Chanan and others, and there were seven machlokos between Admon and others. So we're going through the two of Chanan. So we had the first one quoted in the Mishnah, where Chanan said that if a man goes to Medina Sayam, and his wife is Tova'as Mizonos, so Chanan says, she only has to swear when she collects her ksuba eventually. Tishava basof. She does not have to swear as she collects mizonos if her husband's not there. She doesn't have to say, I got it ready, this is more than I'm supposed to, I deserve. She only has to swear basof. While the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim say that no, she has to swear betchila ubasof. At the beginning and at the end. So says the Gemara on the bottom. Mishal Chabdina Sayyam, commenting on Kuvav Mabeis, the bottom line, commenting on that case. That if the husband goes to Medina Sayyam, it sounds like from our Mishnah that she gets Mizonos. The machlokas is, does she have to swear? So says the Gemara, Itzmar. We're going to relate this machlokas to the Mishnah. Rav Amar, poskin Mizonos for Eishas Ish. Rav says, we give Mizonos to an Eishas Ish. Which Rashi says, is our case. Where somebody goes to Medina, a man goes to Medina Sayyam, and his wife comes to Bezin and says, I'm hungry, I want some Mizonos. She could get mizonos. We're posting. Bezin is posting mizonos for her. Ushmuel Amar ain't posting mizonos for Eishes Ish. Ushmuel says no. We're not posting mizonos for in Eishes Ish. Why not? We'll see in a minute. Two reasons for Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, but let's first finish. Modeli Abba. Shmuel says that Abba, which is his lashon of affection and respect for Rav. Shmuel says that Rav agrees to me, even though usually Rav holds that you do give mizonos to an Eishes Ish. He agrees, b'shlosha chadashim harishonim, in the first 3 months, that you do not give her mizonos. Why? My tam, as adds in the Bach, levishein adam minyach beis horeika. A person doesn't leave his house empty. So if he left, it must be that he made arrangements for his wife, at least up until 3 months. After 3 months, who knows if he took care that far, but that is the machlokas. Again, this is L'chora talking about, we had a similar case, which we'll bring up later on the daf, back on daf memches, only talking about where he went out ladas. He went out, you know, he wasn't a shota, to contrast it. He wasn't nishtata, he didn't leave because of emergency, he didn't leave without having time to think about what's going to happen in the future. That's the svara that in adam eniach beis horeikan, because he had time to think about it. This machlokas, the Ramban points out, and the Ritva here as well, quotes it, is only a machlokas, machlokas in Rav and Shmuel. Again, Rav says, a woman gets mizonos if her husband goes away, and Shmuel says not. The machlokas is only about mikan ulahaba. That's the machlokas. Pirish im tovas mizonos lahaba. The ilu l'sha'avar, if she comes in and says, I spent such and such, and I need to get paid back, ain poskin laklal. So then, you're not posting for her. For mizonos, even Rav would say you don't give her mizonos for the past. To ha'ilu avi balach, because let's say the husband would be here. Matzitan parati, lo b'chavirale, he would be able to say, I gave her mizonos yesterday. I gave him his onus last week. What's he claiming? So if the husband was here, he'd be able to say that. So therefore, we also claim that for him, and she wouldn't be able to claim for the past. Ubalahaba udepligi, the machlokas is balahaba for the future, because the chora person doesn't give his wife mizonos for 2 weeks from now. So therefore, that's the machlokas. V'hachi riyata kulu sugyin, says the Ritva, that's what it seems like from the sugya. Point number one of the Ritva. Point one of three. Point number two of the Ritva. V'davka biyotze ladas nechleku, as I just mentioned, this issue is only where he went out ladas. He went out with when he had a sanity, and it wasn't an emergency, and he had time to think about what he was going to do. But let's say you have this kind of case. He went somewhere, he thought it would be a day business trip, he'd be back by night. Like people go and they plan to come back. And then all of a sudden, he plans to come back very soon, and then all of a sudden something happens and he can't come back. And he gets stuck there. And he has to, obviously in those days it wasn't as easy to hop on a plane. So it wasn't even for a day or two you get delayed. He was nishtakeya sham to kule alma poskedafil toke b'chadasha. So in that case, that's similar to a case where he went out without knowing, and therefore we don't have to assume he arranged anything beforehand, and we're posting even within 3 months, v'chein horu rabosai. And says the Ritva, this is what my Rebbeim said, again, if he went out, actually 2 points of the Ritva, he went out ladas, but he only went out for a short time, and then something happens and he was stuck there, so then we have to give her mizonos even within 3 days. So similar, again, this is a tangential point, but we have to have one Dvar Agada today. The Kol Yakar says on this week's parasha, actually last week's and this week's, right? What did the Ritva say? There's a difference between what your kavana is right away. You went out to live there a little bit, and then you ended up staying there for a long time. So what is this about? Mitzrayim and Yisrael. So that's the last Kol Yakar on Parshas Vayigash, and the first Kol Yakar on Parshas Vayechi. Very strong. The last pasuk in Vayigash says, "Vayeshev Yisrael beres Goshen, etc. Ve'yeachzuba. They had an achiza. What does the Kol Yakar say? Kol pasuk zeh ba'ashmas b'nei Yisrael hu medaber. This pasuk is all about the guilt of b'nei Yisrael. Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu gazar alam ki ger yezaracha. Right, but Hashem said you're going to be a stranger, you're going to be a ger. V'heima bikshu lios toshavim. B'makrim shenigzar alam gerus. And they all of a sudden started getting comfortable. Bikshu achuza be'eris lo lahem. Medlami shebitchilo yardu l'shtakei Hashem. Same word as the Ritva. They didn't go down to be shakua there. They went out for a little bit. Like the Ritva's case. They went out for a little bit. Elo lagur kemedayer be'dayra. V'yachshav chazu midevrayem. And then all of a sudden they changed their mind. V'kol kach nishtaku shama ad shelo rotu latzeis b'mitzrayim. Ad shehutzrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lotziyem misha b'yad chazaka. And v'osan shelo rotu latzeis meishu b'shaloshes yimei afela. Same kind of thing. You went out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go out for a few days. Go out with the mentality of coming back, and all of a sudden, ve'ye'achazubav, they had an achisa. And the same thing, the same derech, the first klayakar on Pashas Vayechi, need something to say the Shabbos? Right here, two-page klayakar, where when he asked one of the questions of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so same ha'nevuah shel Yaakov, right? V'chi Yaakov, the only parsha that starts off sasum, there's no regular space before Parshas Vayechi. It's the hardest parsha for a Baal Kori to find where to start from. So the Rashi quotes one of the three reasons given is Bikish Lakalos Akeitz V'Nistam Mimenu. Right, he wanted to say when Mashiach was going to come, when the ultimate Gula was going to be. So everybody says, why not? Why didn't he? Why wasn't he able to say when the Gula was going to come? So says the Kli Yakar, quoting earlier Mefarshim, Sasam Mechasam Hashem Akeitz HaAchron Kidei Shebechol Dor Vador Yivakshu Es Perei Hashem Ve'Es Dovin Malkam. To make sure that in every generation they really believe in Ani Mamin. To make sure that in every generation they'll be davening, maybe Mashiach will come today. Maybe it can happen. It's terrible in our generation, says the Kli Yakar in Prague in the 1500s. So, right, what's his point? If Yaakov would have said it's coming in the year, whatever, so, oh, it's not coming yet. Okay, fine, we'll have to daven for it. It's coming, what? Mashiach's coming in 3,000 years. What are we davening for it? So says the Kli Yakar, that's why it wasn't said. What, if Rashi would have known that Mashiach wasn't coming for another 1,000 years, right, he wouldn't have davened as hard. He knows it's not coming. So says the Kli Yakar, that's why it wasn't said. To make sure we daven, because maybe he could come today. Maybe he could come today, he says, Bavoroseinu HaRabim, we don't even know the case. Mikom makom rabim heima ami haaretz hamasyashim ba'artzos ha'amim ubonim lahem batim svunim v'chashuvim. As we go look around and see, Batam Chashuvim, Vishalavanim, Binyan Kiyam, they built stone houses in Galus. Ubisiba Zula Olamin and Darshim Spanish Mikhalev, Lavi Malartsam. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't even tell them the case. And we still don't daven for the Mashiach. We still don't yearn to get back there. So that's what he continues. He says, it's all based on that Achiza. It's all based on that Achiza, like the Ritva's case. Where you go out for a few days, it ends up being Shakua there. So that's the Kli Yakar related to this week's Parsha. So I didn't mention it. Yeah. So why would Yaakov want to reveal it? So he thought it would be better for them to give them optimism. Maybe there's going to be a geula. Don't think it's so downtrodden.
We know that already.
What? We know there's going to be a geula.
Yeah,
it's harder for it to be a geula. Like, they knew from Avraham Avinu there's going to be a geula. But Lamaisa, they're going to get to Galus right now. Lamaisa, they need something in front of them, somebody to tell them to give them chizik. Right now it's going to be, the Sheba's going to start soon. But again, you're right, that was one of the reasons that it was Nistatim Tainosa. Maybe he thought that if he has a vision, he has a chiv to say it. Right, Lashon of Nevuah, Nivs Vasayim, Nevuah is all about expressing it. So maybe he thought it was a chiv. Okay. So, we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether we give mizonos to an Eishes Ish. So says the Gemara, Bishashamu Boshe Meis Kule Amalo Pligi. If the husband went out to Medinas Hayam, and then we heard that he died, then everybody agrees that you give mizonos now. Because Rav says you always give mizonos, even when he didn't die. And Shmuel, we're going to have two reasons of Shmuel in a minute. Both of those reasons don't apply once you hear that he died. What do you mean that you heard that he died? What do you mean heard? So Tosa says, Bishashamu, Nirel Rebbe, Da'ashavabo Shemes, Bishnei Edim. Two witnesses, says Tosis. Mitakamar laka, come on, because later on we're going to have an answer to one of the cases. Oh, this is only where you only heard from one aid. B'sheshamu ba, shemeis be'ed echad. B'chad ana asher talking out of b'shnei aidim. Tosis said, that's what it must be talking about, where two witnesses came and said Reuven died. Uba kol nami laka lameimar, and you can't say it was just stam a kol, stam a rumor, a substantiated rumor that was heard. Also, he quotes from a later Gemara, it can't be that. That is Tosis. The Ritva here says it can't be. It can't be two witnesses, because in 10 lines from now, we're going to have a case where Shamu bo Shemes, and then he walks into Beis Din. How can he be Shamu bo Shemes with two witnesses, then he walked into Beis Din? Very dachuk to say that they ate them lie, they made it up. A woman, okay, maybe she wasn't Daiko Mintzvo, we've had cases that she didn't check it out. Two witnesses! So it's possible, says the Ritva, I'd rather not say that. The Ritva says what Tosfos rejects. The Ritva says here, it's a kol that it was a schazi be Beis Din. It wasn't witnesses. It was a kol, it was a substantiated rumor. Wasn't stam rechilus. It was a substantiated rumor. That's what he says. Lekalafrushi shamu adavar be'etim berurim. Number one, shamu bo doesn't sound like it. What's that lashon? Say witnesses came. Shamu bo shemet doesn't sound like we're talking about etim. Va'od later on it says they walked in. The question I mentioned, and don't say it was eight echad because that's later. Elahaki virush shamu shemes bekala de ischazik bebeidina b'shnei etim sheshamu me'achirim shahochum dirasayam. It's like ABPA. Two witnesses come and say that they heard from so-and-so. That's a substantiated rumor. It wasn't stop an article where they say, anonymous sources told us. You know, it's got to be a substantiated rumor. Machlokas Tosfos and the Ritva, what exactly is the case here of Shamu bo Shemes? Okay, says the Gemara. If they heard, however, they heard, Bezin heard, that the husband died, that even Shmuel agrees that Beis Din is posting mizonos for this woman. Ki pligi b'shalosh shamu bo shemes. The machlokes is only where they haven't heard that he died. They went to the Dinasayam, they don't know. They don't know what his story is. Rav Amar poskin the Hamashubala. Rav says, at latest you know is that they're married, and he has a chi of mizonos to her. So therefore you go down to his nechasim and Beis Din's allowed to take from them, because he is Meshubit to her. Ushmuel Amar ain poskin, and Shmuel says, no, we don't give her mizonos. Even though if he was here, he has a chiyuv to give her mizonos. If he was here. So it's worse. It's worse for her. So my time, why wouldn't we give her mizonos? Two reasons, two suggestions. Rav Zvid Amar Eimot Srari Atasa. Rav Zvid says, because maybe we're worried that he already gave her a bag of money that was for her mizonos. We don't know. He's not here to deny that claim. Maybe he gave her a bag of mizonos, and now what's she going to do? She's going to get mizonos every day from Beis Din, that she's going to still have this bag. She's going to get double. So we're worried. Srari Atasa. Maybe he set aside, he gave her already a bag of money for her mizonos. That's what we're worried about. Rav Papa Amar, different answer. Chayshinon Shema Amar La Tzi'i Ma'aseh Yadech B'Mizonosayach. As we said, maybe they had an agreement. We know that generally the earnings of a woman goes to the husband, and in return for that, he supports her, he gives her mizonos. Maybe they had an agreement, I'll keep mine and you keep yours. Shali shali v'shalchash shalach shalach. Right? I'll keep my mizonos and you keep your Ma'aseh Yadayim. So therefore, there's no chiyuv. So it's possible that there was an agreement here between them, and he has no chiyuv to pay her. Two answers given. My benah, what's the difference between the answers? The Rishonim point out here, the Shita Bukubetz's quotes, there's no machlokas between Rapap and Rizvid. They both agree to each other. As we'll see, the Gemara in the future is going to be using both answers. It's just that they gave two possibilities. And the Gemara is asking, if you isolate each of the answers, can you come up with a case that you could isolate each of the answers? That's really my benayu here. It doesn't really mean what's the machlokas, what case would they be arguing in, what case would their svaras be a difference between the svaras would be illustrated. So my benayu, ika benayu, gedola v'lo safka. What is a case of a gedola? She's a gedola woman, but lo safka, her own earnings would not be enough for her. Either she personally cannot earn so much in whatever field she's in, or let's say it's a famine, let's say it's some type of year where she needs a lot of mizonos. So she's a gedola, but lo safka. So the Rishonim explain, Rashi explains. So we might be worried for Rav Zvid's pshat of Srari Atfasa that we are choshesh, because she's a gedola. So it's a very good chance that he gave her money. He took care of her, right? The first 3 months, we assume that he took care of her. So too after. But v'lo safka. So the reason it seemed Ma'aseh Yadayach Mizonosayach wouldn't apply. She would never have been mocheles her mizonos, because it's not enough. She wouldn't have willingly said, you know what, I'll keep my siyadayim, because it wasn't enough. So gadola velo safka. Inami, or the other difference between the cases, could be ktana visafka. She's a ktana. It could be still be a marriage daraisa. The father married her off. She's a ktana visafka. But she's a very agile and very able ktana. She's able to do a lot of, she's her maisi yadayim cover. Her maisi yadayim cover what she needs. So in that case, it's the opposite. We're not worried that the husband gave her Tsrari Atfasa. Why? Because she's a ktana. And usually people don't give ktanas so much money to hold on to. But maybe they made this deal. Maybe they made this deal. Ktana visafka. Tosfos asks two kashas on this gemara. Tosfos Iber Maskal Ketana. Tosfos says on each of these nafkaminas. Number one, he has two questions on this second one. Inami Ketana Vesafka. So number one, if it's Vesafka, so what does Bezdin have to posik her or anything for? She has enough for herself. What's she going to Bezdin for? It's a case of Ketana Vesafka. That's a nafkamina. Whether right, we say according to Rav Zvid, sorry, Alfasa, we'd have to give her because the reason doesn't apply. What do you mean have to give her? Safka, she has enough. So what are we giving her anything for? A. B, what's the issue of Tzi Masi Adak Mizonos Sayach? Right, you keep your Masi Adam and I'll keep my Mizonos. Isn't that a Mechila, asks Bezdin? Could a Ketana be Mochelas? Could a Ketana be Mochelas? A six-year-old, she's owed something, and if she's Moch, could a Ketana be Mochelas? So she has those two kashas on the second inami. Number one is, if it's enough for her, so what are we giving her anything for? Number two, she's k'tana bi mochelas. Tosfos says, gives an answer to each of those questions. First, Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar, can go into safkal advarim gedolim, lo safkal advarim ketanim. Okay, it means it's enough for her basic needs and not her extra needs. And Bezdin might go down to Izlachasim for the extra needs, l'dvarim ketanim. L'dvarim ketanim, so that's number one. Or second point given is that Tosfos says, maybe we're talking about a ketana that is pu'utos. Takana is pu'utos. What are pu'utos? So the Gemara says elsewhere, there's a takana drabanan, that even children who are ketanim or ketanos, once they get to a certain age, 9 years old, when they have enough da'as to, not full da'as, not what's called onas hanadarim, which is a year before they become a gadol and a gdola. That's Hashem, next masechta. Onas hanadarim. But there's even pu'utos. Pu'utos is a little younger than that. And midrabanan, we want to help these children out if they want to do business dealings. So therefore we say they will be able to have effect even though they're ketanos. So that's the Tosfos says. Maybe we're talking about pu'utos. The mekon mekach, matanasa and matana. Maybe we're talking about that. Again, this relates to Tosfos' second question about mechila. Relates to what we've touched on a number of times, and that is, how do we look at mechila? When I'm mochel to you, you owe me money. And I say, keep it, you don't have to pay me back. When I'm mochel to you, I give you a pencil, and then the next day you come in with a pencil. I lend you 20, a quarter. You come with a quarter, I'm like, keep the money. What do you want to give me the quarter for? What happened conceptually there? What happened? Is it as if you gave me the money, and I'm giving back to you? What's called a haknah? There was a kinyan here, right? You gave me the money. Take it back. I'm giving it to you back. Or, no, what do you mean? I never got the money. You have the money. I say, keep it. What am I basically doing? I am removing myself from the situation. From the chiyuv to me, I'm just backing away. I'm not giving you anything. I'm backing away from the chiyuv. What's called in the acronym, siluk. I'm removing myself. So is it a haknah? I'm giving you something that you kind of gave me in some theoretical way, or not. So the Achronim say that's this issue. But maybe a Kadar Akhtana can be Masalik themselves. They can't do a Kenyan, but maybe they can be Masalik themselves. The same issue applies. What about two Akhtan? This is discussed in the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim in Hilcha Zechiyah Mehefker, Simon Yud Aleph. Can you, what about being Mochal two Akhtan? Let's say Akhtan is owed money. Akhtan is owed money. So can you say, you know what, keep the money? Keep the money. Can a gadol say to a katan keep the money? Does that work on a daraisa level? So we know generally ketanim midaraisa cannot be involved in kinyanim unless Bali Tosfos all over in Sanhedrin and elsewhere say principle of das acheres makne. Das acheres makne. If there is a gadol who is pushing something into the katan's rishus, that could work on a daraisa level. So again, if bechilas haknah, maybe it could work. Right, das acheres makne, masha'enkin. If it's a siluk, maybe it wouldn't work. That's what the Nodav Yehuda has a tshuva. He says, why can't a katan get married? We know a katana can get married, right? A 10-year-old girl can get married either through her father or midrabana through her brother, mother and brothers. A katan can never get married. Really? Okay, there's a Rashi and Kedusha. Really? Okay. So he asked the Nodav Yehuda, why can't a katan get married? Das acheres makne, the woman's makne herself to the katan. Right, the Kohen's Kohen of the woman, so makna, da'at achar is makna. According to Tosfos, that if somebody else is pushing the item into the reshus of the katan or the katana, it works. So why can't you say da'at achar is makna, and a Kohen can get married? So what's the answer? What would you say? Okay, dini mamanis, meaning, this isn't a regular Kenyan. Is it a regular Kenyan? This is marriage. Marriage, Aisha nicknames, but what does that mean? It means there's a status change, real Kenyan. He quotes the Ran and the Darim. Ran and the Darim, which we'll talk about, Beth Hashem, hopefully, I don't know if it's going to be on a Shabbos or not, but hopefully, the Ran and the Darim talks about how a woman is mafkir atzma. That's the famous Lashon of the Ran, which we'll get to. In the marriage, really, the man is the active player in the marriage, halachically. The woman is nichlas reshusa, but she's mafkir herself. That's more of a siluk. It's not a hakna. Anyway, this has to do with da'as achar smachna. Does mechila work bal karcha? It's another nafkamina. That's what the Mechad Ephraim's question was. If I want to be mechila, you say, no, I want to pay you back. So can you force somebody to accept your mechila? Again, if you're masag yourself, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't have a Kenyan balkarcha, so it's balkarcha, can a cotton do it, and can it be done to a cotton? Those are three, and marriage, you can say, is also a nafkamina, if it's possible. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So again, we have a machlokas here. We're going to ask now, try to bring rayas to each one. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says a man goes to Medina Sayam, then Bezin goes down to his nechassim to support his wife. And Shmuel says no. So it's non. Or Mishnah says, Misha also Medina Sayam, Mishnah Tavas Mezodos, a man goes to Medina Sayam, and his wife is Tavas Mezodos. Chanan Amar Tishav, Besov, Elo Tishav, Matchila. Chanan says she only has to swear at the end when she collects her ksuba, and not when she collects her mezonos. Nechleku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim. The b'nei kohanim gedolim. Interesting group of people. B'nei kohanim gedolim. Were they kohanim gedolim themselves? B'nei kohanim gedolim. Okay, I don't know. B'nei kohanim gedolim v'amru, to look at the mefarshim on the Mishnah. Tishava b'tchilu basof. So they say, no, you have to swear even by mezonos, not only by the ksuba. So adkan lo pligi elin yin shvua. In the Mishnah, the machlokas is whether they have to swear when we give them mezonos. Avol mezoni avidim lo, but everybody agrees that you're going to give them mezonos. So isn't that a raya against Shmuel? Shmuel says that a woman's not entitled to mezonos when her husband leaves. Our Mishnah says mefurish. Everybody agrees she gets mezonos. The machlokas is whether they have to she has to swear for it or not. So our answers, Tirgam Shmuel b'shashama b'shameis. No, our Mishnah is about a case where not only did he go to Medina Sayam, but we heard that he died. Machlokas tosas ritva, as we mentioned, what does that mean? But that's the case, we heard that he died. And Shmuel said above, the Gemara said that even Shmuel agrees that she is entitled to mizonos if we hear that he died. Period. Tashma, next try. Misha halach lemedina sayam. The ishto tavas mezonos. The brisa says he goes to medina sayam, and the wife is to be tavas mezonos. But they call him gedolim omer tishava. They say she has to swear. Bchanan omer lo tishava. She does not swear. V'im ba v'omar pasakti la mezonos neman. But let's say the husband comes at the bezin and says, you know what? I gave her mezonos. Neman, she is believed. She is believed. But what's mashma? It's mashma that we gave her up till now. Now if he comes in, he's Neman. Now we're not going to give her any more. But it's mashma that he is Neman, that Bezin already has given her mezonos. So again, the Gemara says, Hachanami b'shashem v'shameis. Right? The case is where we heard that he died. So again, Shmuel would agree. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'ha'ba'va'amar. Kamar. He walked into court. This was the Ritva's riot, that it can't be two Eidim that we heard. He's going to walk into court after two Eidim said, Tosfos says, yeah, they were wrong. Ba'ba'amar kamar. So Yibolach or Shmuel, yeah, that's what happened. He came after they heard, so he walked into Bezit. But again, the case is Shemu Ba'Shemes, and therefore there's no kasha on Shmuel. There's a little machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. When he comes in and says, I was posek her mizonos, does she have to return and pay back for everything that Bezit gave her in the interim? Does she have to pay back? So Rashi says, yes. Rashi says, Neman ubishvua umachzeres mashenasnu labezdin. So it's really her getting it is on very shaky ground. That the husband comes in and says, I gave her already. I was throwing out for so. So then she has to pay back. Tosva says that can't be, because then nobody's going to ever give her any money. Nobody's ever going to give her mizonos with the husband's away. They're going to be scared that it's going to be taken away. They might not get paid back. Tosva says it must be b'kar lahaba. It's not that she's going to have to pay back everything, but she's nemenes with a shvua that she never got. She would be believed. Okay, Tashma. Next, Misha halacha medina sayam. V'ishah tavas mezonos. Again, all these similar cases. May go to medina sayam. His wife comes to court to get mezonos. V'im bava amar. But during the discussions in Bezdin, he walked in. He came back. V'amar tzi'imas yadach mezonosayich rashoi. If he walked in and said, you know what? You keep your earnings and I won't give you mezonos. Rashoi, he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that. Or the Ritva says, he comes to the court and says, I've already made this arrangement with her. That's what the Ritva says the pshat is. He walks in and says, what are we talking about here? I already arranged with her a month ago. So then he's allowed, and he's believed, Kodmu Bezdin, Upasku, but if Bezdin, before he walked in, had been posing her mizonos, Masha Pasku, Pasku. Again, she gets mizonos. Again, Araya, again, Shmuel. All these cases, see to say that we give her mizonos. All these cases, oh, that's a case where we already heard that he died. Right? Same Mukimta in every case. Toshma Viter. So this we had already. All the way back in the fourth parak, Memches. Mishalach of Dinas Hayam beishu davas mizonos. Man goes to Dinas Hayam, and the woman wants to get mizonos. Bezdin yardin l'nechasa. Bezdin goes down to his properties. Vizanin umafarnasin l'ishto. And gives support and mizonos to his wife. Avolo banavu b'dosav. But they don't give support. They don't give mizonos to his kids. Volo davar acher. And they don't give, they don't go down to his assets for davar acher, which we'll see again in a minute what that is. So again, question, right? You zonin and mafarnasin. So again, Shmuel. Amar Rav Sheshes, okay, here's a different answer. But mashre as ishto ayde shlish. You know what that case is talking about? No, with a husband arranged with a third party to take care. He gave all of, he put his wife, you know, with a third party. That shows that he was concerned about her, and therefore, he set up an apotropis, Rashi says, to give her food. So you see, he obviously didn't take care of her earlier. You're not worried about Srari Atfasa. And he's not worried about Si Masi Adaya because he took care of her. So that's why Shmuel would agree in this case. Says the Gemara, if he put them by a shlish, by a third party, but of also Nami, he said his kids too. So his kids also he should have to support. No, the answer is no. He was only mashra the wife and not the kids. So he was only Magala Daito with the wife. So my Pasca, what do you mean? That's the rule? You can always assume that he's gonna do this? So Gemara answers no. Ella Amra Papa, no, forget the mashra ishra they shlish. This is the answer. Get back to what we always said. Kishishama bo shemes, but here add in be'ed achad. There was an Eid Echad that said that he died. So, says the Gemara, that explains why we support her and not the kids. He, regarding her, we know this special Ne'eman is given by one Eid for her. We had a whole Masechta about that. Half a Masechta. We know that if this woman wanted to get remarried, she would get remarried based on this one Eid's testimony. So you can give her Mizonos. Give her Mizonos. She can get remarried. So give her Mizonos. But if one aid comes and says, Reuven died, the Yarshim cannot go divvy up his assets yet. That's not enough for Nachala. That was a Mishnah at the end of Yevamis. So also we don't give Mizonos. So it's a talk about an aid echad, and that's why she has special Ne'amanus. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchas Nachalas, in Perek Zion, Eina Yarshim Nochlin at Sheyaviu Raya Brura Shemes Marishon. You cannot go, the Yarshim cannot go to the estate until there is a Raya Brura, that the Morish died. Avalim Shamu Bo Shemes, but if they heard, Oshabo Gayim, Mesichan Lefituman, or Mesich Lefituma, you just overhear a conversation that non-Jews are talking about. Even though a woman can get married based on this. And she takes the ksuba, because the ksuba always goes with a marriage, as we had also back in Yevamis. Eina Yarshim Nochlan Alpiyem. You might say, what kind of logic is that? You're going to allow women to get remarried, but money, you're not going to allow them to collect? The answer is Nechinami. There's different worlds here. The woman, there are chazakas, there's daiku mitzvah, she's going to check it out. Right? Mishumiguna, kilubei rabbanon, masheki for nachla. We will not allow it. Yeah?
If she gets her ksuba, why do we have to give her
mizonos? If she gets her ksuba, why? I mean, let's say she's going to get mizonos for a long time.
No,
well, we're going to get to that in a little bit on the base. But she says, she's not saying that, maybe she doesn't want to get her ksuba yet. She'll be able to get her ksuba if she would get remarried. She doesn't want to get her ksuba yet. If she's tiny as grusha, we're going to have that on the base. But here she says, my husband died. My davar acher, what's the davar acher that we're talking about that when the man goes away, we do not go down to his assets for davar acher? Rav Chista Amar Takshit, Rav Yosef Amar Tzedakah. Rav Chista says, do we buy extra jewelry for his wife? Rav Yosef Amar Tzedakah, Rav Yosef says, do we take from his money to give tzedakah? Man Damar Takshit, the one who says that we don't go down to his possessions to buy his wife Takshitim, Koshik Tztaka, surely Tztaka. If we're not going to go down to give stuff for his wife, surely we're not going to go give other people. But the one who says we don't go down for Tztaka, Avo Takshit Yavinala, then Takshit we might say we will give her, Dilo Nichale to Tinville, because we can assume maybe he doesn't want his wife to become Misnavel, to not have enough makeup to put on, so therefore,
we would, tzedaka must be bedaka, but we would allow tachshik. This idea of tzedaka relates to a ksos that, again, I think we might have mentioned in the past, but we have a minute or two, so we could talk about it in a little slower manner than we usually do. There is a tshuva in the Trumas Hadeshen, Nikuf Peches. Trumas Hadeshen talks about a case where a woman is baking challah, and then all of a sudden she runs out, she remembers that she forgot something, it's almost Shabbos, a couple hours of Shabbos, she has to run out to the store, so she leaves the challah at home, she runs out. And all of a sudden, the mishareses, the servant of the house, looks at the challah and sees the challah is, whatever the mitzias is, it's going to get ruined unless it's baked right now. Unless she sticks this challah in the oven, it's rising. And she sees it, if it rises too much, it's going to be ruined. So she wants to put it in the oven for the owner, for the master. But she knows that the master didn't take off challah yet. She didn't take off the challah, nowadays we burn it. So the case was, shahalcha lachutz kodem fresh challah. And the question was, can she take off challah or not? Okay, the Trumas Hadeshen is a mystery in the scholars whether he was really asked these questions or he wrote the questions himself in order to write the answers. How just the structure of the sefer. So I don't know if this was a real shaila. This Bishareses didn't have time to come. Maybe afterwards or just in theory somebody asked. But either way, is she allowed to take off challah for the master? So what do you say? Tshuva, you're the shepherd, David Mevadachi. Says the Tshuva Tadashin, for sure. Kiva de miskalkel, since it's going to become ruined, zechus hu lebalabayis. It's a zechus. V'kaimalon, zachi la'adam shalabafanav. Zachi la'adam, you do zechia, even if somebody's not here. V'zechia mitam shlichus isra'boi. V'hachanami, ha'mishareses nasa shlucha. The mishareses becomes her unappointed shliach. Afila shlomi daita, mitam de zechus hu la. That's what he says. Vafilu ain kan elachshash kilka la'isa, and you're doing it to save the dough. Still, we say that it is allowed. So that is the chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen, and this Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in the Ramah, in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Challah, in Shin Chaf Ches Sif Gimel. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. That's the Ramah. Comes along the Ksos and says, I beg to differ. The Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel says the Ksos, this is not a regular case of Zachal Adam Shlobafanev, and he quotes a Rashba, the Rashba in Nedarim Adaf Lamed Vav. Where the Gemara there says, am I allowed to go to my friend's field and take off truma from his field for him? So the Gemara says, no. But what you're allowed to do is take off truma from your own field and say, this is for my friend's field. I'll take it off truma from my friend's field based on from my own field. And let's say I have the next field over, so it's minam mukaf. So that is what the Gemara says. The Rashba explains why. The Torah mishelo al shel chaveiro shayni. If you take it from your own field, that's okay. Delo b'inan shlucha l'daito, you only need a real shliach, elebetori mishel balakri al balakri. If you're taking off from his own stuff, from the other guy's stuff, for the other guy, that's when you need a real shliach. Aval betori mishelo shel chaveiro, kivan she'eno shel balakri lo b'inan shlichus hamamish, that's when zechiyah works. Ve'ein adar etoli ele izchus lo v'zachal ab shlobafanav, olav zchus, demitzot nafshi adif. Says the Gemara, though, explained by the Rashba, if you're taking off from your friend's field with his stuff, that's not allowed. So why is that? So the Rashba seems to say, because that's not, Zechiyah doesn't work there. Why doesn't Zechiyah work? So the Ksos explains the Rashba. What does he say, Michael? Zachin me'adam. Says the Ksos, you only say Zachin la'adam shlobafanav. If a person is getting something, then you say Zachin la'adam. But what the Ksos calls, people quote this as the Rashba doesn't use those words. It's the Ksos explaining the Rashba. Zachin me'adam, it's a schus for him, but it's me'adam. You're taking something from him to give him a schus. That doesn't work. We don't say Zachin me'adam shlobafanav. So that's why the case of Truma does not work, and that's why he says, in the case of the challah, you're taking off a piece of challah, even though it's a tiny amount, you're taking off a piece of challah to give a schus so it doesn't get ruined. So says the Ksos, I beg to differ, even though who am I? I'm dust, because the Ramah quotes it. So who am I? I'm just a little dirt, says the Ksos, but this is thy shita, and I can't stop myself. And then he even adds at the end, he said, I don't even understand what the case is. You're allowed to be the ever to take off challah after it's baked. I got the challah last week. Somebody from the show called up. I finished my challahs, and I forgot to take off challah. So what do? You put a whole towel over all the challahs. You'd be sorry if them and take off challah. So one of them, you're not going to be able to use for lacha mishnah. What could you do? But either way, you can take off challah after baking also. Bidi Evan. So says the Ksos. Also, I don't understand it. So what's going to get ruined? So bake it. She'll take off challah later. So either way, that is the sugya. But what are we talking about here? Giving tzedakah for somebody on his behalf when he's not here. This is a case like of Zachin Me'adam. Unless you say tzedakah shayni tzedakah. You might say tzedakah is different. Tzedakah might be a real, somebody showed him, say it's a real balchov. The anim are owed money. If they're owed money, maybe that's different. That's not just a schus. That's mitzvah lefroa. Somebody's chov. Yeah.
Why Okay. Holds that even though the Baal would also have to give the same challah.
The Baal would have to give the same challah, yeah, but you can't do it for him. The whole principle, you can look at it this way. The whole principle of zechia is something unique. Do you really know if the guy would want it? Okay, it's, maybe if it's a schus gomor, we had back on Yud Aleph, ger katan. But generally, a schus is totally on, you know, it's not important, you a shliach. You're doing it without his knowledge. You don't know 100%, even if you don't 99%. He didn't appoint you. How could you act on somebody else's behalf to make a kinyan for him? So first of all, the Ksos says, I'm not sure if that's true, but either way, he says, you're right. Even if something's not edible, though, this isn't like somebody's life, Losam al-Adam Reyecha. It's his mominus, and you cannot take something from him, even if you can think about that he's going to be interested in it.
You're not going to take it from him. You're actually giving him the challah. The whole rest of the...
In a chinami, that's what the Truma would answer. He would say, come on. He would probably give a shot of that Gemara Nedarim. Shiny Truma. Truma might be different. Truma requires real shlichus. But you're right. The Truma Sadeshim would say, what do you mean? You're saving the whole dough. You say, you could do it afterwards? That's b'dieved. Maybe in this l'chadchila situation, you can't, that's what you want to do. But that's a big discussion. The footnotes on the bottom of the Ksos go on for a long time. Shimon Shkup there has quoted others, but feel free to follow up on it. Okay, Viter, Tashma, second line. Hayavama. So again, we're in the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Gimel Chadash Amari Shon Rizor Bishal Baila. Hayavama, right after her husband dies, the first 3 months, she still gets fed from her dead husband's estate. Mikan ve'elof, after 3 months, Einan Izonis lo mishal bailov lo mishal yavam. Since she's not married anymore, she's not connected to her first husband, and if she didn't do yibam yet, so after 3 months, so then nothing. After 3 months, she has to wait 3 months in order for hafchana, order for the 3 month waiting period. So then, she doesn't get fed by anybody. Omad bedinu barak, but what if they had an amidas hadin, meaning they cut the cord and she says to him, give me yibam or give me chalitza, give me one of them, and then he runs away, and Izonis mishal yavam, so then, she gets fed from the Yavam. So the Gemara here compares the Zika to Yibam and marriage. The Gemara says, hey, you see there, it's the Zechiyah Mizonos, right when they're supposed to get married. Mizonos Bishol Yavam. So isn't that a proof? So the Gemara says, Omer lecha Shmuel amay nechash. Shmuel says, what do you mean? My two svaras don't apply here. One of the reasons that I said a woman does not get mizonos is because maybe the husband already gave her. Well, mikvah died to lagaba. They would never marry these people. The other and the other never marry. Why are we choshes that he would have given her mizonos? She's not mishubed yet, her earnings. So we're not worried that they made this arrangement yet. So Shmuel says the two reasons of mine would not apply. Tosfos here on top quotes Rashi from Yavamos, who says only if the Yavam runs away. Does the Yavama now get Mizonos? What if the Yavama got sick? Or what if the Yavama got sick? So Tosfos says on top, then he would not have to give her Mizonos. Which is mashma, says Tosfos, that the whole issue here is a knas. The whole issue is a knas, you know. He's supposed to give her Mizonos, so therefore, and he didn't, so therefore we say that you have to pay. So that asks Tosfos, so then if it's a knas, and what's the whole question of the Gemara? That case is a knas. What does a knas have to do with the Ikar Adin of Rav and Shmuel, with a woman getting Mizonos? So Tosfos said you have to explain the question a little differently. The Yishlomar, fourth line of Tosfos. The Chayshina Kulei Hailet Srori Kidachai Yishmuel. This is the question. If we're really worried so much that the husband already gave her money, so we shouldn't have been Kones her. We shouldn't be Kones him. Right? To force him to pay. Because after all, maybe she has already. That's the question of the Gemara. If we really have this Chash of Srori Atfasa, maybe she has it already. So what do we mean Kones him to have to support her? Maybe she has it already. So you have to just dig down deep a little bit to understand the question of the Gemara. But then Tosfos, the second half of Tosfos, has a very important formulation. Tosfos asks, right, the Rashi says, it's only challah, but only barak, but not challah. Remember way back, 106 blot ago? Let's try to rack our brains. Adav Beis in Maseches Ksubis. We had a whole discussion if they're supposed to get married after 12 months and one of them got sick and challahi, chalzahi, right, yesh ones, so why did the Gemara bring this case up? Asked Tosfos. Rashi says, beforeish here, by the case of Yavam, if they got sick, there's no chiyum mizonos. So why did the Gemara bring it up over there in the Erison case after 12 months? Says Tosfos, Ikalamema, right across from the Tosfos Rid. De Yavama Shiny, de Lavagida Be Kule Hai Kamar Rusaso. Tosfos says, beforeish, a Yavama's connection is not as strong as an Arusa's connection. Ve'ena omedes kolkach lakonsa, lo machayim mizonos kule hai. Again, we have put it on the list. We mentioned many times. The comparison and the contrasts between Erisin and the Zika Liyibam, which is a stronger connection, which is a weaker connection. One comes from Hashem, one comes from you. But Tosfos here says Beferish, that the Yavama, at least regarding this, is not as strong. It's not as strong here, and therefore, that's why this Gemara was not brought up back on that base. And the Ritva, the Rishonim, and Yavamas, them Aleph say just the opposite. Just the opposite of Tosfos. I have it here from the Rashba, quoting the Ramban. Why? Omad Bedinu Barach Nizonis Mishal Yavam, Mishum Tahavi Le Ka'arusa Shigi Yizmanali Nasei. Velonisais. It says Beferi, according to them, then I don't know why it wasn't brought up earlier. But in Machlokas we shown him right here in this little Gemara about Amma Bedinu Barach, how do you look at the parallel between Erisin and Yibum? Viter. Tashma. Little different case. The husband and wife both go to Medina Sayam. Ubas Bahamar, then she comes back and says, my spidey, my husband died. So Rasan Izonis, Rasa Kovak Subasash. Then she could get whatever she wants. She could even get remarried if she wanted. So Rasan Izonis, she could get her Mizonos, or she could get her Ksupa. Gershani, but if she comes and says, my husband been divorced me, Gershani Bailey, Ms. Parnesses Molechas, Ad Kadek Subasa. Then she could only get up until the amount of her Ksuba. So again, there, but if she comes back and says, my husband died, she could get Mizonos. So again, a raya against Shmuel. Zachanami, again, Kishashem Basham Ace. Right, we heard that he died. Shmuel agrees in that case. So why is there a limit until the amount of the ksuba in the second case? No, because she herself was mastered herself. Why? She says, I'm a grusha. If she says, I'm a grusha, then she's only entitled to ksuba, not Mizonos. So Bimanavshach, she cannot get more than the amount of the ksuba. Toshma next. Case in Amr Ma'enes Ein Lamazonos. We have a statement that says that Ma'enes, a woman married Midrabanan, does not, right, and she can walk out. She does not get Mizonos. When is that? What's the case that she does not get Mizonos? Iyata Yachal Amar B'Yoshev Estachas Baila. It can't be while they're still married. And Ma'enes means a woman who can be Ma'ein. Shrei Baila Chayib Mizonos. Because when they're married, the Baal has to give her Mizonos. So Ella could go, and what's the case that a Ma'enes is not entitled to Mizonos? Could go to Chaholach Baila Medina Sayam. Her husband went to Midrash Hayam, loved Sava Achla, she went and borrowed money, and ate, and then she walked out of the marriage. That's when she does not get, the husband does not have to pay her back. So time of Demiana, the only reason that he does not have to pay her back is because she walked out. But if she did not do me and they were still married, so then we would give her Mizonos. Again, Raya against Shmuel, because you see, when the husband's not there, you go down to give her Mizonos. Amr lecha Shmuel, hachal my nechash. Again, Shmuel says, what are you worried about? My reasons don't apply. Imishim tsrarei, tsrarei l'ktana l'matfis. A man doesn't give money for Mizonos to the ktana. V'imishim masi yadeha, ktana lo safka. So again, both reasons of mine don't apply. Sefer Shmuel says, no problem. Interesting. What if he comes back? The Rush here quotes a machlokas we shown him. If she wouldn't have been Mamayin, and he comes back, what does the Gemara seem to say? He has to pay back her loans. If you borrow something, if you borrow money from somebody when you're 8 years old, and then you become a gadol, do you have to pay back Meikaradin? Is what you do when you're a katan significant, and then when you get a gadol, you're responsible? Right? Similar to the cases, what about a Maisa Hezek of a katan? Baba Kama talks about this. Let's say a son, right, breaks a window of the neighbor. So, okay, obviously we know that the parent should pay back, but does a parent have to pay back Meikar Adin? Is a Maisa Aver of a Katan acknowledged? He's a Katan. Is he like my animal that I have to guard him? Lahavdil? Sometimes not as, we hope it's very, a big Lahavdil, sometimes when they're playing with the ball. So is that Meikar Adin? That's a big discussion. How do you look at a Maisa of a Katan? How much is it significant? So the Rush here in Simon Zion has a Machlokas Rishonim. If you borrow money when you're a katan, and then you become a gadol, you have to pay back. One day it says, what do you mean? When we're a katan, we borrow tons and tons of money. We're going to go broke if we have to pay everything back that we did when we were a katan. The other day it says, no, you have to. So you look here in the Rush, 2 days. So my havi Allah. So we asked 10 kashas on Shmuel. He got out of all of them. So what do we hold? So 2 versions of a very similar story. One from Rav Dimi and one from Ravin. Guess Rav Dimi. Omar, Rav Dimi said the following. Rebbe said yes. Rebbe Shmuel said no. Rebbe Yochanan said, Rebbe Yochanan says, how can Rebbe Shmuel not give her Mizonos? Our Mishnah says, the only machlokas is about Shvua. But of course you give her Mizonos. What do you mean? Shmuel answered our Mishnah. It's a case where we hear that he died. Come on. All 45 questions have the same answer. You can't say that. I think the Mishnah is a raya against Shmuel. Version 1. Version 2, same story, switch the names. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Maisa Balafner, Rebbe Bevei Sharam Bolo Pazak Lamazonos. Rebbe did not give her Mazonos. Levera Bishol Betsipori, Pazak Lamazonos. Amar Rebbe Yochanan Amar, Rebbe Shlo Pazak La, Toholanech, Lugubnei Chanan Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, Elenin Shmua, Avam Zoros Yavinomba. Again, Rebbe Yochanan says, how could Rebbe do this? Isn't the Mishnah against Shmuel? Amar Rebbe Shimon Bar Abba, Kvartikimar Shmuel, Bebavel, Kishishamu HaShemes. What do you mean? We got out of the Mishnah. It's a case where we heard that he died. Amar Le Pasrisa Bakulei, ha, you really like those answers? Period. So, two versions. So, the Hilchot Zakavasi to Rav, Uposkin Mizonis to Eishas Ish. So, we do the passing like Rav, the Pashtus, and we give Mizonis to an Eishas Ish. The Hilchot Zakavasi to Rafunam Arav. This came up tangentially, so we also say this also. We passing like Rav, who says, the Amar Rafunam Arav, you call the Eishas Shemal Abayla, Ein Nizonis Vein Yosef. It's the woman's choice to choose if she wants to say, I want to keep my earnings, and you keep your Mizonos. And we throw this in also, because Rav Zvid was mentioned, the Hilchos HaKavasi de Rav Zvid, Bikunya, the Halacha like Rav Zvid, by Kunya. Kunya means glazed utensils. Damer Rav Zvid, Hani Mali to Kunya, these glazed kalim, Chivrei V'uchmi Sharu, white and black ones are mutter, meaning somehow the glaze prevents any blia from happening, and therefore we don't assume any treif got inside. Yeruke asire, but the green ones are usher because that glaze is not strong enough, and that's and it gets inside. Below amar nedeles tepuhu kartufni, and the only way that it will be mutter is if there are no cracks. Avalis tepuhu kartufni asire, even if it's the white and black glaze, if it has cracks in it, so then it would be usher. Okay, the glaze is an issue that comes up regarding in a couple of contexts. Glaze china, does glaze china need to be tovelt? Big discussion in the postgame. Many postgames say it does not. It does not give it the status. Our glaze is very thin. It does not give it the status, even though glass itself. Glass itself, we paskin, is not boleya. Three different shittos in the Rishonim. But for, besides Pesach, we paskin as Ashkenazim, it's not boleya. But if you have glaze, which is like a glass type of covering over china, many people are going to say that's not good, that's not enough. It's not recognized as a covering la'inyan tefilas kalim. Other poskim are more machmir, say maybe you do, but again, many poskim say one does not. That glaze does not give it the status of glass. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's continue tomorrow when we get into the second machlokes of Hanan and the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, and we'll continue.